Hey, Kenton, how the fuck are you? I am John Patrick Robbins, better known as Gonzo, all over the net and a whole bunch of places. And now calling in is also my co-host, Lily.
Hello.
Lily, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am. Hello.
This is only for people listening. This is only the fifth time we've tried this because we're so good at this. This is, after all, the Virgin broadcast. I haven't been one of those in a long time, so I'm very honored.
So this is interesting.
Lily, are you going to list all the places you've been all over the net so people can go ahead and find your work, as we start out? I think it would be a good way to start out. Because me, they can pretty much find anywhere, even on a couple bathroom walls, I think.
Shut up. Are we going to say the names of the sites? I mean, can we do that?
I think we can't change it, so it's the Poetry Pub right now. So it's whatever the hell you're listening to. This is it.
No, I mean, I'm not going to say the sites that I'm on, or are we going to say the sites,
You can be found. I know I can be found. I'll list them. I don't care. John Patrick Robbins, a.k.a. Gonzo.
Yeah.
Hello Poetry, Writers Cafe, Apollo Blessed. What's the other one? Deep Underground and Cosmo Funnel, I can be found on. And you?
I can be found on Deep Underground, as Lily May, and also Cosmo Funnel. Actually, no. And I took that one down. And Writers Cafe. Yeah.
Okay. And
Hello Poetry, yes. I was going to say,
you're on there. We did a co-write together, so I hope you're on there. Yes. Unless I'm talking to some stranger, I don't know. It wouldn't be the first time.
I don't know yet. But no,
we don't
I'm
know
on,
who this is.
Really, yeah. I'm on Facebook, too, under Lily May Poetry. So.
Okay, all right. And like I said, you can find me pretty much anywhere. All sorts of places, even one in a couple states. So this is awesome. let's get on with the subject of the show because we only have a limited time. So let's kind of move this forward. And I don't want to talk about how awesome I am as a writer because, everybody knows that.
Exactly.
Let's start the subject of the show. Trolls, they don't just live under bridges anymore, kids. They're all over the place, especially on the internet. And they will hassle the living shit out of you. And Lil, you had a recent experience with a little unhappy hamster. You want to say his name?
Yes,
he's not going to hear it. Who cares?
I don't even remember what his name was because I think since then he's changed it three times. So, people know me as Lily May. It's that's my pen name, and I'm sticking to it. But. A troll came up and just started harassing me for copywriting my work, saying, you have a big ego. And, I don't. I did that because of the fact that some of my stuff has been taken into other countries and, converted into their language
and
sold.
And human trafficking all over the earth.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
Lily
very
traffic.
Big. You got to watch that. You don't want to get it stolen.
Yeah.
Be a whole bunch of other lilies all over the damn place.
Exactly. And the part that I loved the most was when he said that, and I take this to heart because it was a compliment that I looked like I was hit in the face by a shovel as a youngster. So, wow,
that was a little bit harsh.
Let's
be honest.
Yeah.
See, I don't have to worry about people stealing my work. Because my work is so shitty, they will never try to steal it. That's why I like it, People usually just worry that I'm going to stalk them, so they don't, I don't have to worry about that. You have the opposite problems.
Well,
it has to involve being a female.
The only work that was stolen was erotic work. So,
that's right,
honestly,
because you are the seductress of all the weird, horny little hamsters out on the internet. Let's be honest.
I don't know. It's just that's what happens. So, there's a lot of trolls. They come and they go. They make 10 different
accounts. But, you didn't even mention your troll's name. He's truly, is he not troll worthy? Is it there's some honor code that he wasn't even good enough troll to be mentioned?
It was.
Well, I would remember that, but I can't remember anybody's name. I drink too much. So.
Yeah. I didn't. I obviously, no, I just can't. I can't even remember because he's somebody else already. But, yeah,
yeah,
that was on Writer's Cafe. Yeah, he came after me, and somebody swooped in and saved the day.
Somebody swooped in with a pen name who was enjoying a nice cocktail that evening and took – oh, excuse me, I'm so proper. This is so nice. It's so nice to be a broadcaster and you don't – you know, like, it used to be you had to go to school. Now you don't have to do shit to be a broadcaster. Now you can be just crazy as shit and drunk and burp all you want. But not to sidetrack, somebody, better known as John, came in there and totally just bit-slapped with him all around and was, you know,
yeah.
I'm sure we'll get in trouble
yeah.
for that word, too, but I don't really care.
Right. Yeah. You leveled them. Yeah. He didn't know what to do after that. So you are good at what you do. Not just poetry. You can go in there and use your strong arm and voice and.
A lot of people don't know I was a phone sex operator years ago. And, you know, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
My name was Samantha. I sounded this way. And, you know, some people are into that. I'm just saying. Some people like the strange shit.
Oh, I think I saw you in the Turkish room.
We're not going to mention that story. We might get in a little lot of trouble. You know,
although
we can change the names.
No.
So that's a no. Oh, come on, why can't we tell personal things? And remember, kids, for the 100 subscribers to our show, you're going to get a personal date with Lily, because Theo wants to date me.
Yeah. No.
You got to take one for the team. You can't be so greedy.
Yeah, I want to date the girl that looks like she's been hit in the face by a shovel. I can't wait for that.
That is so untrue. For the guys listening out here that can't see Lily, they would never imagine what she looks like, but she sends me tons of private pics. It's awesome.
Oh. You lie. It's zip files.
I would not lie. I'm a broadcaster. I have to stand it to maintain.
Oh, so, you know, you've had your fair share of trolls, so you share your stories.
Okay, the most famous troll of them all. The most famous troll of them all on Hello Poetry, and I'm going to say her name. I do not care because, let's face it, I don't make money. You can't get blood out of a turnip. But Michelle Cameron Drew, if you're out there, sweetheart, I miss you. Who better known as Drew Diligence.
You just invited it back in.
On Hello Poetry. Well, you know, here's the thing with and trolls are a lot like, okay, like think of it like a comedy club, like a heckler. You know, if you banter back with them, you got to cut them off at the knee when it comes to things, because these people are not, they're not running on talent. They're running on strictly shock value, you know, and the more attention that they get for being an asshole, you know, that's good for them because they can't get it on their talent. If they were getting on their talent, they wouldn't sit around just cussing and, you know, ripping people new ass. Well, wait a minute.
Right.
I think I'm talking about somebody else in the room right now.
Yeah.
You know, really, I'm just saying, you're so terrible at that.
Whatever. I am not. I mean, you've got to hear the angel wings fluttering in the background.
I know. It's you float on air. A lot of people don't know this,
uh-huh.
but I know you personally. I've been over your place many a time. I was there yesterday. I teleport, too. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, you're quite a window peeper.
I live somewhere in, what is the name of the place? I think it starts with a T, and I live in another state that's really cold.
Oh, whatever.
I don't know.
You live down in the southern areas.
I
you
do.
Know,
I'm,
down
yes,
in that whole
I am
section.
Preparing to probably get swept away by a hurricane, so this will be my last and final broadcast.
No.
Actually, the trolls will win. They all conjured. All the trolls have got together and conjured a hurricane to come get me. But, yes, I am down in North Carolina. I don't care who knows. Because, like, really, who the hell's going to find me? You know?
I did. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, yes. But the most famous.
Weather?
Yeah, you told me my weather. I'm like, what am I going to watch that for? Isn't it? Look, if the Playboy Channel broadcast the weather, I'd probably watch it. Let's be honest.
I thought they had that.
Well, thanks for showing that I'm poor and can't have that no more.
Yeah.
Duh, my life is deprived. I'm trying to lie to people. getting back on the subject so we don't veer off like some other podcast I've heard from some people, you know. Yeah, the famous soul I ever dealt with.
I so hate you. I hate you.
I know you do, but that's okay. You
Stop
always
it.
Do. You
okay.
know, you always do. It's okay, but you're having
just
fun. Just go with
now.
It. That's what I always tell them. I always tell them, just go with it. Don't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I'm kidding.
Here.
I'm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah.
The most famous troll I dealt with was Drew Diligence and Hello Poetry. And not just me, the whole website. This is how you really deal with these people. The whole website dealt with this woman. It wasn't simply one person, you know, bantering back and forth. It was how it should be. You know, when you get somebody, I'm not saying somebody who disagrees. There's nothing wrong with being a critic. You know,
right.
we have to have
right.
them.
But exactly.
when you have somebody who is just, you know, when you're aiming at kids and just tearing people in your ass for the sake of it, just trying being as hurtful and as idiotic as you possibly can, you know, there needs to be somebody to deal with that. And let's face it, because once again, I have to insult somebody else. The person who runs Hello Poetry, better known as Elliot York, you can find him on Facebook as well, is a complete horse's ass and doesn't do anything but sit on his ass.
you're going to be
and,
so
and the
banned
sad thing is I will
somewhere.
Advertise this podcast on Hello, so that's the sad thing. But yeah, the whole website got together and basically pushed that woman out, and, you know, and it was done, you know, because that's how you have to deal with these people. These people are not, you know, it's just become a thing that has become so popular. Do stupid shit like that. You know, people are now famous for nothing. So trolls are in that same category. You know, trolls think
right.
they're going to become somebody from, you know. it's like going on one of these cam sites, like Omegle or something, and flashing your wiener. I don't know what the exact inspiration behind that
wiener.
Is. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be proper.
Well,
I'm not supposed to say dick on the air, you know.
Oh, okay. All right, Henry. Well, you know, a lot of that's a big that really, I mean, I get what you're saying with all of that, because on another site, we've been having a lot of problems with people threatening other people. I mean, really verbally threatening to come into their town, put weights
mm-hmm.
on their ankles and drown them. Or I'm going to expose your writing to your wife and you know.
Oh.
The fact that
Jesus.
You've been with me for 5 years online. But, you know, it's like some of that stupid, idiotic stuff is happening. And these people, and I fell prey to this, it's not
yeah.
real unless it's real, you know. And holy shit, where are we as a society where we got so off that we just think this cyber crap is a replacement for real life. Doing poetry there, great. But cyber,
yeah.
that's not it, you know?
It's the, you know what it is? It's too many people. Did somebody talk?
No, I just said.
What was that?
I just sent you a picture. You know,
oh,
it's
you
like
sent,
that's
oh,
it.
You sent me a picture. You did? Okay. This is what we do on our broadcast. We're very unprofessional.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's why we're fun.
But no, I mean,
but,
yeah.
And the sad part is you're not a drinker. You're not drinking. I drink enough for both of us. So
you do. Yeah.
That's good. I'm partaking of a couple of beverages right now. But, you know, on a serious note, let me just go ahead and kick that out so people know. You know, when it comes to all this BS that people tolerate and becomes – the problem is with anything as a society is that you know, once you say, okay, people laugh at this shit and think it's funny, and it's just stupid. And look at television, for Christ's sake. You know, all this shit is just, it's become, intelligence is almost frowned upon, and utter stupidity and no talent has become the norm, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's ridiculous with these trolls and shit, once it's about what this is supposed to be about. Trolls mm-hmm. are, some of them have a lot of people that literally follow them. And mm-hmm. they're not known for, they're not, yeah, these are not people who could write for publication. These are not people who really have an ounce of talent. But their talent, in turn, is just almost being, I wouldn't even say like being an insult comic, because that takes a brain to do. It's more or less just being an idiot, really, because it is. It's making threats. It's things that are really supposed to be illegal, you know. And it's just right. the bullshit mentality that is in society now. Everybody thinks they're a badass. And it's just, you know, the hell with that.
Well, one thing we have to state, though, I mean, in all honesty, we have had multiple accounts with different names, too. But never have yeah. I gone after anybody to hurt anybody. I've used different names because, really, Lily Mae gets stereotyped as being one way, you know. And at first, I was very airy-fairy, love the world, mm-hmm. kumbaya. And if yeah. you had a bad day and you vent it out, they're like, oh, my God, you know, do we need to call 911? It's like, no, let me just be. So then you create yeah. the angry girl profile. And then
sometimes you're right. Yeah, you're
fun.
Completely
Both
right.
Both of us have had fun on there, but we've never done it to hurt anyone. Yeah, whatever. You are. I think you create different names just to harass me.
I harass you, and I figure I can, because you block me at times when you're being silly, you know, just like you put those new window shades in now, and it's just very frustrating. I mean, my binoculars, you know, I do have the night vision ones, though, now. Ones are very nice, I have to admit. If you're going to stalk somebody, make sure you have night vision on your binoculars.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure. I highly value my lingerie. And it's nice that somebody's able to see them, you know?
That's right.
All.
Yeah, see, at least some people right. appreciate good stalking. Like, a lot of people yeah. just don't appreciate the art of being a stalker anymore, you know? And that's what I try to do. I'm really, you know, not that I'm a stalker. I have too many friends that do that normally, you know? But that's a whole different... But as far as pen names go, yeah, pen names can be good. I mean, originally pen names were for artists, you know, just like the great example would be Stephen King, who had the Bachman books, who was basically uh-huh. in competition with himself and really was doing a lot of different things. And I think, hell, some of his writing under that pen name was far superior to stuff he was doing, you know, at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, you know, some people, oh, my God, but, you know, let's face it, he's a great American author. You know,
mm-hmm.
no matter what people think, I'm prolific as hell. And that's what a pen name was created for. It really wasn't created to just be an asshole. You know, I don't,
right.
you know, and,
yeah.
but I don't create pen names, and I don't encourage that because I'm me all the time. And, you know, I don't have them. In fact, I think I learned how to create pen names from you because you had so many. And
you are such
you know.
A lion sack of poo. Because I
poo.
Learned
I
from you,
you
in another.
Sack of poo.
You
this is
are
not regulated by the FCC.
Well, you just hold on because ain't going there. I learned from you and a little Cole Horton, whatever you call it, in hello that the two of you were about 50 people. Yeah. So whatever.
Yes. That's called multiple personality disorder. Some people
yeah.
know all about that, but we're not going to go
well,
there.
You know, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not
going to
dish the dirt too much because you know way too
yeah.
much about me, and then we can get yeah, we can get you
yeah.
can be very vicious.
So
people don't know how cruel
there.
You are. You're mean. You're
oh.
mean. You go for the jugular.
Yeah.
You go for the jugular.
Yeah.
And then go
I get
your diet
I get an
coke
exercise
and float on a cloud or whatever you like to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so
I just,
yes, the whole thing with this is the thing. If you're going to be on the serious note, if you're going to be on the net, you're going to encounter trolls on anything. But to me, the weirdest place to encounter them is writing sites. It's in fact, you know, it's really become more popular now because when I started posting, you know, there really wasn't originally I started posting on a site called, well, I think it was poetry.com, but then moved to a site called Poetry Soup. And that's a really cliquish type, you know, website and thing like that. But, you know, they weren't that popular. Trolls really were not a big thing. They weren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people had their little, you know, battles or whatever. But it wasn't anything compared to the way it is now with the blatant threats and the, you know, it's like stuff like that.
Exactly.
I think I kind of innovated some of those things with some of those rights
you
I was doing
well
at the time. I am the innovator of insanity, I guess. No, I'm, you know, sometimes I always did everything as a joke. I pull, you know me as a writer, and I pick on myself far more than other people do. I always try to, and I always try to make everybody laugh, and that's the thing, because with humor, that's what you want to do. The best, you know, the best person to beat apart is yourself, you know. But yeah,
right.
So that's what I like to do. And therefore, I always feel like if I tear me apart, what are you going to do? And that's usually what it is. I'm real good at everybody knows I got a quick wit and a very sharp tongue. So I don't have to worry about that so much. But for the younger writers out there who will get out there and everybody, you know, it's very hard to put yourself out there when it comes to writing. And especially if you're just writing, it's a really difficult thing to do. And I know that you're going to run into, if by chance any freakazoid crazy child has found this, don't be discouraged, because you're going to deal with them, and we all do, from me to you to
well,
it doesn't
exactly,
matter your experience
yeah.
level. So, but it's the thing is that it's you're going to deal with them. You just in a way, the best thing that most of these sites have is they have the block option. You can block people, and that's the best thing to do. Contact the administrators of the site, unless it's Elliot York, and then he's too busy. I don't know what the hell he does.
Stop
but I'm not going to go there.
Stop the madness.
With my personal battle. I took a battle with the owner of the site. I trolled the owner of the site. So, you know, I wasn't as bad as one of our friends who used to jog by his house every day. You know, I'm,
oh,
you know, so.
Well, yeah.
who we miss greatly sometimes. And
exactly.
You know, so there was a lot of craziness back then. We miss him a lot. I don't want to tell him I miss him because I don't want him to get angry. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to be trolled. No,
yeah,
I get
so,
it. You know, it's, but, you know, you're a liar pants, too, because you say that you're out there. Shut up. With your whole name and everything, but you haven't always been.
Oh, well, I mean, well, how do you mean? Seriously, I mean,
Well, because Gonzo, and then John.
Well, my whole name's always been, what I mean is I've always went under John Patrick Robbins.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's never been
well,
just Gonzo.
Yeah, okay. Well,
or Gonz, is shortened, because
yeah.
I, you know, that has to do with, as you know me, that has to do more with my personality than, let's set that straight for anybody listening, as more with my personality, and at certain times how my personality is when I'm, let's say, under chemical influence, than me trying to be Hunter S. Thompson. Once that, in no way am I trying to be like, you can't replace that man, or you can't be him. So I don't want people to troll me for that, you know, because they have, trust me.
Well, in the difference between you and I and our writing is that you know, in my view of this, you're a professional writer. You do this for totally different reasons than I do. I mean, I have written since I was a kid. Exactly.
I'm saving up.
And Lily's going to have to get some vajayjay cream, and, you know, yeah. So.
Okay. That was just... I am not
well,
being as perverted as you know me in real life, and you know as all the times we spend and all the hours we hang together and all the crazy things we do that we can't remember, especially last night. I'm joking, so people don't get You know, if they don't know me, I don't really care. If you want to get to know me, it's really easy because I will talk to any random stranger on the internet. Lily will tell you that. I am mental.
Yes, he will. Anybody wants his number, just call me and I'll give it to you.
That's right.
Because, yeah, he goes on for hours with absolute strangers.
And some of them actually pass out on the phone. My voice is so relaxing. They pass out on the phone and do the impersonation of the Exorcist. This one person I know, this one writer, she did. And it was like, I swear, I thought she was growling at me. It was very strange. And this is a mutual friend of ours. And, you know, it was very interesting.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. She was having a hard time with,
I'm like verbal or hypnol. I can put you to sleep. I've learned how to do it. I think it's the fumes, literally. I've drank so much that you can get a chemical high and go unconscious. It works for me. I should do this in nightclubs, you know, but then it'd be hard sneaking them out the door, you know.
Exactly.
Don't take that the wrong way. I don't want the listener to think I'm a complete degenerate. I mean, because Lily, I've almost said your name a couple times because I know your other persona is Batman. And, you know, I'm doing good.
It's all right.
People don't realize how hard it was to set up this first broadcast. This was not easy.
No, it isn't. You have to actually call in on the right number.
Yeah, that does help. And then, instead of calling
me. Yeah, and I had kind of a blonde moment. I'm going to just put myself out there with that. I had a moment where I was not sure what buttons I'm supposed to be pushing and what numbers. And it was, I could feel your hatred. You hated me through the phone line.
No, of course, how could I hate you? You're the only person I know that I can call up. I know both their phone numbers. She has multiple personalities and two different phones.
You never know who's going to answer.
You never do. And we... hey, look, you know, I can say the same thing. I'm the same person that, you know, when it comes to joking people and everything else, I really go, we're getting counted down, audience, but I'm the same person that will go to extremes for practical jokes and alternate numbers and everything else. So don't listen to me because I'm probably could be the best troll on earth if I want to be. So, Lil, I think we're going to wrap this show up.
All right. Be
safe out
there.
So that's right. Avoid the trolls and avoid the clap kids because that's some bad shit too. And I always like to promote that.
Promote it.
Well, to be safe. Anyway, until next time, kids, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Lily, thank you for being on here. It was great.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And until next time, kids, everybody stay crazy, and we are officially off the air. All right. Adios.
Bye.
Bye.